Thrill Me.
This show is part of the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Experience more on Facebook and YouTube.
Let's get rocking!
It's time for the Metal Groove.
We're fighters for truth, justice, and the American way.
A podcast dedicated to music.
Party on, dude!
Extreme close up!
Here's your metal host.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Tombstone Josh.
I'm your Huckleberry.
What's up, everybody? Welcome into a brand new episode of the Metal Groove Podcast. I hope everybody is having an awesome new year. This is the first episode of the year, of the new season. I can't be more excited to be talking about something that I think is awesome. It's a Charleston scene metal band. Super stoked about that. So I'm glad we're kicking off the year in the right way, representing my hometown of Charleston, South Carolina. There's a giant, awesome kick-ass show happening at the Music Farm here in Charleston this weekend. And joining me on the show today is the front man of one of the bands that's going to be kicking that ass on that stage that night. Yell at me if I pronounce this wrong, man. I've been calling you guys the wrong thing for so many rides. But Oz Meredith.
Oz Meredith, yep.
There you go. The front man, Mr. Nick. Yeah. What is up, dude, man? Thank you so What's much happening? For hanging out with me.
No, it's all good, man. Thanks for having me, man. I enjoy listening to your podcast. Nice. We've been talking back and forth for a long time, so it's really cool to get on a conversation with you.
Hey, man, I appreciate this. Yeah, we made friends just through the scene, the music scene, made friends. And we've been in touch ever since, man. So that's awesome. Yeah. Glad to have you on the show as well.
Yeah, man, glad to be here.
So we're going to talk about that big show that's happening this weekend. But first things first, let's talk about you, man. Why don't you introduce yourself to my friends here, to the show, and tell us about yourself.
All right. Well, what's going on, guys? My name is John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. And my name is Nick Schwank. And I'm the vocalist for Oz Meredith. We are a Killswitch Tool vibe, kind of a hybrid, where none of our songs sound the same because they're kind of coming from different perspectives each time. And, we just started, our first show was back in July of 2022. Or no, it was closer to April, I think, of 2022. Bringing something completely new, something nobody else is doing in this area. And, just trying to bring real good music to life and, making sure that, we're bolstering the ranks of the local Charleston metal scene, which has been oversaturated by bubblegum pop and jam bands. And it's, we get it, it's Charleston. Everybody's moving here to retire and have a couple of cocktails and listen to some, B-52s and stuff, but some of us are still fat and angry, so
I hear you, man. I can say that, you talking about the variety that your band has with the different sounds, I feel like that's really helped you guys get some good traction, because like you said, you guys haven't been out there that long, but you're already you're playing the stage at the Music Farm. That's a big deal. I think that's a big deal. So I'm super stoked. I'm happy for you guys.
Yeah, man.
But I think because of that diversity of your sound, I think that's why you guys has got the wheel spinning. You guys put on a great show too, man. So I'm glad to see you guys are doing some great things, man.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, we come from a bunch of different backgrounds. I grew up in Pennsylvania. Go Phils.
I've seen the Phillies.
I grew up in Pennsylvania. I was born and raised in Reading, Pennsylvania. It was 2011's poorest city in America.
Sweet.
Everybody there is angry.
Shout out.
We had a really good metal scene up there. I got into it early. And then when I moved down here in 2020, that's when I was like, I moved here. I didn't have any friends. I didn't have a scene like I had back home in Pennsylvania. Yeah. So I kind of just fished around for a while and got into the scene, and it's been, we hit the ground running hard. And, our hard work, a testament to our hard work is being able to put on a great show at the biggest stage in Charleston.
Right on.
And it's all I give all credit to the scene and the people in it. Yeah. Because people like yourself and, you know, other bands out there, I won't name any to leave any out. but there are quite a few bands out there who are very supportive in the local scene, and it's been great, you know, lifting the flag.
Yeah, I noticed that too. We do have a very supportive scene down here. Everybody's, for such an angry, I'm going to use the air quotes, angry sound that people are putting out. It's really a welcoming crowd, you know, man. Good people around here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's not sell yourself short, man. You're a hell of a salesman too. Not only are you promoting this awesome band, but you know, I see you out there, man. You're doing the work. You know what I mean? Sir. You're putting feet to the ground. You're doing it, man. So I applaud you for that as well. But let's talk about your start as far as music. Were you always a front man, instruments? What's always been your thing?
Oh, well, you know, I started at a very early age. I started, I want to say around 6 years old into music. I started off in bands doing like, the first instrument I got a hold of was a clarinet.
Nice.
And then I didn't really like that all that much. So I wanted to play trumpet and I wanted to play drums and none of that worked. I ended up on alto saxophone and at a very young age made it to like a local, you know, hotspot with that whole saxophone thing. But singing has always been my thing, you know, chorus. I was huge into local theater. I did a lot of local theater doing, you know, musicals and stuff like that. And
right on.
You know, I heard my first Tool album in 1991. It was a demo straight out of Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And I instantly was, you know, like, this is what I want to do. Like, sweet, you know, I go from R&B chorus, happy dancing, go lucky, tapped up to, you know, kind of all over the place, country, Van Halen, you know, you name it. I've listened to everything. But when Tool came around, it was just like, this is the lane that I'm going to be in for the rest of my life.
Right on.
You know, because here is something that, you know, really spoke to me at an early age. So
grabbed a hold of you, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So is that where your idea behind your songwriting process is it Tool driven or where do you get that?
You know, I wanted to do something different than I've ever done before because, you know, I have not been able to be so lucky as to have such amazing talent surrounding me, you know, in all aspects.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, I thought, you know, what I started to do was, how I auditioned for the band was I heard a track that Jamie, our guitar player and, our current and the original drummer of the band, they had a demo track that was called Awaken. And I just wrote the song, recorded myself in my closet, spliced it over top of their video and sent it to them. That's how I auditioned.
Wow. Nice.
And that's the sound that they had was perfect for what I was looking for. You know what I mean? And what I was looking to do. And what I did was I just wrote the song to the song title. So that has continued as a tradition for all the songs that we write. So I have other people name the tracks to the songs, and then I write the songs to cater to that. So it's part concept, part, you know, internal as well. Because I, you know, I was an angry teenager who had, you know, been in and out of love throughout my younger years. So I had a lot of things to be angry about and childhood trauma to be angry about. Now that I'm, you know, getting older, I'm 40 now. I'm like, dude, I just want to write something that means something, you know, like, yeah. You know, and yeah. So each song comes off of in a concept way. It's 75% concept for every single song we have.
Okay.
Most part.
Sweet, man. So, other than the touches of Tool that's in there that you kind of inspire from, you know, what else do you drive off of? Is there any kind of pop punk element behind what you're writing, or do you want to just straight doom metal, or what are you aiming for?
No, we're that's a great question, actually. What we're really aiming for is to make good music. So, you know, it's we don't put it in a bucket necessarily. It's not going to be in a bucket. It's not going to be in a, like, you know, because I listen to everything. I'm one of those people that listens to everything, all sorts of genres. You know, Jamie listens to a lot of stuff, all sorts of genres. You know, we're all very diverse in our backgrounds and very, you know, I can listen to a used album and then the next song on is a Miley Cyrus song or some shit like that.
Okay.
You're like, you never freaking know. I don't know what's on, you know, I'm embarrassed sometimes at the what is on my phone. You know, it's just, we pull from the influence. What happens is Jamie writes a guitar riff and he'll be like, hey, let's try this. You know, okay, yeah, let's give this a shot. Hey, I wrote this. Let's try this. Okay, you know, let's see what it feels like. Let's take a look at the song. Let's digest it. Let's play it together. And whatever it sounds like, it sounds like. So, you know, a lot of it drives off of Jamie's guitar riffs. Being, you know, like he's a huge Killswitch fan. He's a huge Metallica fan. Nice. And he's been playing in the scene for over 20 years. You know, just as well as our drummer Gary Bloom, he's been playing in the area. He's also with Wreaking Havoc.
Very familiar with Mr. Gary.
Yeah, you know Gary. Gary's a great guy. And Gary is a phenomenal drummer. We parted ways very early on when I came along, and we've rejoined and gotten back together and have matured and we're moving forward to where this band's supposed to be. In your face. Good old fashioned metal in a sense with a Breaking Benjamin, Tool, Killswitch orgy.
I love it, man. I love it. It's all good, different tastes, man. And it makes a good gumbo. I like that. Yeah. Diversity is one of my favorite things about a metal band. If you've heard me talk about He Is Legend on this show,
yeah,
they're so damn diverse and everything they do is different. I love it, man. So props to you, man. That's good news.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about Gary, just because as a drummer myself, I appreciate the way he drums, man. I think he's a phenomenal drummer. I'm glad he's back with you guys and being on stage, man. I'm looking forward to seeing what he does to these songs. Cause the things that you've sent me to listen to of stuff you've written has been awesome. I can't wait to see what he's put behind it. So looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's a phenomenal drummer, man. He's powerful. He's technical and his feet are phenomenal. And I don't mean that in a OnlyFans way.
Although,
we're open to it if we need to pay for an album or whatever. But this dude's feet are lightning fast. They're precise. He's all over his kit. Just a phenomenal dude. And, one thing he's been doing is, you know, he was really looking forward to doing an original project.
Yes.
You know, and this was his throne from day one, you know, before I was even around, you know, it with a different name. And you know, it was just, you know, when you've been sewn into the local scene for 20 some years, you know, you have that local legend vibe to you, and it's awesome to work with him. He's got a lot of drive, and he's, you know, we're happy to have him.
Cool, man. All right, so now that we've shown some love to Mr. Thunderchucker Gary Bloom, let's talk about this name. Where did this name come from? What's it about? Explain it to me, my friend. Because I believe I'm going to go ahead and guess that you're the one that does the Facebook post with that at the end. It says from the Myriad. Is that what that is?
From the Myriad.
Okay. Yeah. What is that? I also want to know what that is as well.
Yeah. So, it's a new way of life in music, right? And you're seeing a lot of, I don't want to call them, I don't want to use the word gimmick because it has a negative connotation to it, even though it really isn't. Like a gimmick is, everybody has a gimmick of some sort.
It serves its purpose.
Right. And, you know, one thing that, you know, bands like Ghost or Sleep Token, which is one of my personal favorites, they kind of hide behind a lore in a sense where they just want their artistry to be out in front. So that's kind of like where we went with it. You know, the name was already picked up by Jamie. Jamie already had the name. And I'm like, well, I asked the same exact question you're asking me. And he's like, oh no, dude, it just sounded cool. And I was like, well, it does sound cool. I'm like, but we need to come up with something. So what I did was I dissected the made up name that he came up with. And I kind of poked around with like Greek Greek and Latin, you know, backgrounds. So, Oz means of many in, I believe, Latin. And myriadus is kind of a derivative of the word myriad.
Okay.
So which means one of many. So it's basically, you know, we're and that's kind of like the approach we take when it comes to everything. Politics, you know, civics, religious beliefs, you know, everything is just, hey guys, let's just chill out, man. You know, let's just everything, we're all the same. We're all the same. We all bleed red. You know, we're all humans. We're all one species. We're all brothers and sisters. We should start acting like it before it's too late. And we have seen nothing but absolute garbage just being thrown at us via media for the last 3, 4, 5 years, even longer than that. I mean, it's been way longer, but you know, really like attacking the human psyche almost in the last couple of years. And we're seeing nothing but like the bad side of everything. Like everything that they put in front of you, they put it in front of you to make you angrier about what you're already angry about. So, you know, the name kind of comes with the, hey, we're one and the same. We're one of all. We're all a bunch of, first of all, we're all minuscule in the grand scheme of things all throughout the universe. We're just grains of sand, you know?
Yeah.
We're insignificant no matter what way you think about it. You know, we're while we're here, whatever you believe in, it doesn't matter. While we're here, we're all one people. Let's treat each other with respect. Let's have a good time. Listen to some really good music. Support the local scenes. Support local businesses. Yeah. Support your friends. Be there for your friends. You know, that's what Oz Myriadus is all about. That's what, you know, one of the lyrics from our song Transcendence, which is about, you know, the life and death cycle of a human, of a person. You know, one of the things I say is we are the wayfarers of our own transcendence. So that's why we call our fans the wayfarers, because we're just out in this myriad of people just trying to find our way. And what we really want to aim is for the stars. And that's it. You know, follow your dreams. Be kind to each other.
Yeah,
I'm no better than you. You're no better than me. This isn't a competition. This is a marathon.
I dig it. I love everything you're saying right there. And like you're saying, each one of us is playing a small, minuscule part, but we're all in this shit together, man. So
exactly.
BS one. I love it, man. That's awesome. I'm glad, man. You dug deep and you dug. Hey, man, you went philosophical on me for there for a second.
That's me. Sorry.
That was sweet, man. Hey, no, I love it. That was awesome, man. Good stuff. All right, cool. Yeah. So we talked about the band. We talked about the name. We talked about you. So what's the what's the next goal? What would you say is the next reaching goal for the band?
Well, first of all, before we move on from that, Josh, I just want to say shout out to Matthias, my bass player. He's a phenomenal bass player. He used to be in Breaking Skulls back in the day. And everybody knows about the local scene, a guitar player that moved over to bass. And he's a phenomenal guy. He's a really great dude. And a phenomenal musician, and I'm happy to play with him. And also Jamie Langley, who is our guitar player, really fucking just one of my best friends. You know, I instantly took friends with him, and I just wanted to give all those guys a shout out, because you know what I mean. Because like one of the things I like to do in a live performance is I step aside and I say, "How about my fucking amazing band, dude?" Like this. Because the front man, you know, gets all the goddamn attention all the time. So, you know, one of the things I like to do is step off and just, you know, we're in it together.
Yep.
It's the myriad. You know, we're just trying to find our way. But anyway, I didn't mean to break off this topic. What was the question you asked me?
The next reachable, foreseeable goal that you have in mind for the band. Is it going to be a record? Is it going to be, you know, branching out tour-wise? Tell me what's up next for the band.
That is a phenomenal question. And we have had this conversation multiple times where it's like, what are we doing? What are we doing? Where are we going? What do we want to do? And we never really come to a definitive answer. The one definitive answer that we have is that we want to put music on a recording. You know, so we want to get like a demo done, and you know, one of the things that, you know, being around is, as we're not going on tour anytime soon, we're all in our 40s, you know, it's we've got kids, we're married, you know, we just want to play really good music and maybe be a big fish in a small pond.
Yep.
But nothing more. You know, what we want to do is keep the scene alive, help the scene stay alive, you know, draw the attention and just be, you know, someone either to look up to or look forward to, or to look to for advice. I don't care what it is. You know, we're here for the music. That's all there is to it. The love of music. So the next step is to get an album out or at least a demo to put something tangible, down so that, you know, people can listen to it instead of having to wait. You know, but, you know, we're working on it. We've definitely got, you know, as we've spoken before, Gary has just recently rejoined us. Mm-hmm. We were playing with, Tim Chenal from, Captain Ruins. Shout out to Captain Ruins and Tim Chenal. We were playing with those guys, playing with Tim for a while, really great dudes, all of them. So we're kind of like starting over in a sense where, you know, we're just getting Gary back up to speed. And then we have all the equipment that we need to record, and we're going to do it all ourselves, and we're not going to rush it. We're going to take time with it. It's just a demo, and we understand that. So we're not going to get that analysis paralysis. We're going to give you something raw. We're going to give you something clean. We're going to give you something of meaning. And then once we can start building some, you know, we want to get it out of town. You know, we don't necessarily want to be stuck in town. We want to hit Columbia. We want to hit Spartanburg. I've been trying to get a hold of different venues around the area, you know, all around South Carolina. And just, you know, get out there, get our music out there, get a drawing, get fans, get friends, you know, bring some other bands with us as well. We love to pair up with other bands, like, you know, Sorrow Silence for one is one of our favorite
really good
bands. They're really good, you know, really good friends of ours, you know. And you know, shout out to Decadence and Serpent Church, which is on the show with us as well. They're another great band. You know, I can keep naming them. But, you know, we just want to make sure that, in a sense, when I say it, I want to say we want to grow, but we want to make sure that this rest of the scene is growing too.
Right. Yes. So
no matter what anyone thinks, I'm telling you right now, this is Nick talking to you, right? From Oz Meritus. This is not a competition. I don't care about being the best. In my own room, I'm the best.
Well, I got you. Yeah, man, you gotta have that mindset.
In public, I'm no better than anybody else. And we all need to stick together. We all need to grow the scene together. That's how it's done. You can't do it by being, oh, I'm the best, and there's no way you can, you know, no. You don't get anywhere that way. You get together in symbiosis. You don't get together, get anywhere in division. So
yeah, right on. I agree.
That's my word.
Cool, man. Right on. So you touched on the bands a little bit right there. I think you guys playing the Music Farm is going to be a good big step for you guys. It's definitely going to get the name out there. What an awesome venue, man. Before I talk about who else is going to be playing that show, maybe just tell me what it means to you to be playing the Music Farm.
For me, you know, where I come from, there was a place called Reverb where it was like the place to play. And I played there all the time. And the scene's a little bit different from what I was used to back in PA, because like there was nothing to do in the winter months. Everybody was, you know, there's beaches, but up in Reading, Pennsylvania, there was, you know, trolley cars to dodge. That was about it. You know what I mean? So if you didn't want to get shot, you went to a show. But you know, that was just the way it was.
Yeah.
So the scene was a little bit stronger, and you know. I lost track of what I was talking about. That's hilarious. What was the question again? I'm so sorry.
What does it mean to you to be playing a venue, the venue of the Music Farm?
I got sidetracked. Sorry about that. No problem. So what it means to me is I get to see my bandmates who have been wanting this.
Yeah.
Like this is their, this is their, you know, Taj Mahal of Charleston, right? This is the place that you want to play.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, the guys in the band, like Matthias and Gary and Jamie, they want this a lot. And to me, that's my drive. I'm like, dude, I love that. As soon as I knew that that was the place to play, that's I jumped on it like a starving wolf. You know, it was just, I harassed people. Shout out to Charles at Music Farm, because I totally harassed that guy. you know, and, you know, there was a local Charleston metal showcase that came before us.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to all those guys that were in that show. You know, they put on a great show. It was on a Thursday night. There was a storm that came through.
Yes.
It didn't really get the kickoff that it deserved.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're just fortunate to be able to be on a Saturday. It's in January, so we don't have to worry about any freaking hurricanes or tropical storms. So, you know, it's just a little bit of cold. Nobody's going to the beach. Everybody's coming home, you know, or coming back to school from vacation. It's time to rock. It's time to party. You know, and we want to, you know, light the torch, continue that torch burning, and just, you know, light Charleston on fire on Saturday, January 7th. Man,
nice.
That's all there is to it.
That's what I'm talking about, man. So what's
super
happening?
Psyched.
Yeah, this Saturday at the Music Farm, Charleston, South Carolina, Osmiridis, Decadence, Serpent Church, Kept in Ruins are going to be rocking that stage at the Music Farm. It's going to be an awesome time.
One quick thing, Josh, just to reiterate, just recent news today, we found out that Decadence lost their drummer.
Oh no.
And they're not going to be able to, join us on January 7th. So,
bummer.
Apologies to those who are looking forward to Decadence. We were trying everything to get them back on and get them onto the show on Saturday, but, it looks as if we're not, going to be able to see Decadence on Saturday. So what'll be happening is that I'm redistributing that 30 minutes that they had to Serpent Church, Kept in Ruins, and Osmiridis, so that we'll be running 40 minute sets instead of 30.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I mean, I'm glad you're able to do that. That's awful news to hear. I did not hear about that.
Yeah, I was upset about it, man. It's tough. You know, it's that's the business, though. If shit can go wrong, it's Murphy's Law. If it can go wrong, it will.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay. Well, shifting gears, I like to end the show with some random questions to everyone that's joining me. I'm gonna throw a couple at you real quick.
Okay.
Best band you've ever seen live?
Tool.
Nice.
Hands down.
You know, cool. I've gotten that answer so many times now. It's like, all right, here we go.
Yeah. You know, close second to Coheed and Cambria, actually.
Oh, really? Nice.
I'm a huge Coheed and Cambria fan. It's my wife's favorite band. I hooked her onto it. Okay. So, you know, but those, but Tool, definitely the light show and the visuals and the vibe is just, it's outstanding. You know, but if in terms of performance, Slipknot is probably the craziest show that I have seen. But yeah, always a Tool fan.
So what is it about Coheed and Cambria? Are they high energy? What is what's their thing? I'm not too familiar with them.
Coheed and Cambria is very much like Osmiridis, not nearly as heavy. Don't get me wrong. We're pretty heavy. We're pretty heavy. But Coheed and Cambria is kind of like they came out in that pop punk emo phase. And all of their stuff is conceptual. It's all based off of the comic book and graphic novels that Claudio Sanchez, the lead singer, writes. So the first like six albums is all based off out of the story of this universe that he created for his comic book. It's really cool. It's really interesting. It's very all over the place. And he also sounds like Getty. So that's pretty phenomenal, you know, to put those kind of like, you know, if you're a fan of King Diamond, if you're a fan of, you know, if you're a fan of like emo metal in general, like that, it's Coheed and Cambria. It's the shit. Yeah.
Okay. Cool, man. I might have to check them out. All right. Maybe not Tool. So let me ask you, other than Tool, if you could tour with any band, just say on the list, who would it be?
If I can tour with any band, that's on the list. That's a really hard question, dude. That's a good one. There's so many. I would completely fanboy over Sleep Token for sure. Nice. But I think in terms of deliverability to audiences, I would say my dream show, if it were a four band show, see, I'm being diplomatic about this.
Hey, do it.
if it were a four band show, bands, I'm not saying we can't do it. Nonpoint, Seven Dust, and A Fire from the Gods.
And nice.
Those would be the three bands I would pair Oz Meritus with.
Perfect, man. Take my money right now. Let's go. That'd be a great show.
Yeah. I love all those bands, man.
Cool, man.
And it's very same realm.
Yeah, I appreciate your brain, man. You're a smart dude. I ask this to everybody, but I'm interested to see what your answer is. Whenever you're not being a musician or a heavy metal guy, what other kind of stuff are you into? Are you a reader? Are you a streamer? Are you a writer? What other kind of stuff are you into, man?
Well, I'm a dad. I'm a father and husband first. I love video games to a certain degree. I'm more of a sports video game fan. But Skyrim, I play Skyrim. I'm a D&D guy. I love D&D. Cool. Dungeons and Dragons is great. And I used to read a lot. I don't read a lot anymore because now I have this computer that's constantly in my face 24 hours a day, like every other person on planet Earth with this stupid ass fucking smartphone that's making us dumber every day. But I've completely like written off TV shows and movies, and I don't watch any of that stuff anymore. I want to either game or have conversations and kick back, and
I like that.
That's my thing.
Yeah, you're a really chill dude, man. I've appreciated hanging out with you so much tonight, man. I like talking to you all the time, just side combos we have. Why don't you go ahead and tell everybody where they can find your stuff, where they can get one of these sweet shirts, or where they can hear some music from you guys.
And you can go to either Facebook, YouTube, or you can go directly to ozmyridis.com, ozmyridis.com. If you're looking for tickets for Music Farm, go to www.ozmyridis.com/ticketmaster and grab your tickets from there. That's the easiest way I can do it. Otherwise, it's like this crazy long ass hyperlink. But the tickets are only $10. It's supporting a local cause. What we really want to do, even if the bands aren't, on the bill, aren't your thing, just come out anyway, man. Come out and hang out. What you're doing is you're supporting the local scene. You're not just supporting these four bands. You're supporting the next four bands that are going to be up there. Or the next four locals that are going to get their shot. And you never know, there's nothing wrong with, everything wrong with participation trophies, and nothing wrong with supporting people who are doing the work and putting in the effort to do what they're doing. We get to live out our dreams. Shout outs to our wives and girlfriends and husbands and whoever is supporting us. Thank you to all those people as well, because without them, this wouldn't be possible. We just, we're living out a small time dream and just having a fucking blast doing it, man. It just, we love it. We love the scene. We love local music, and we want to keep it alive. That's all there is to it.
Yeah. And I can, just to piggyback off what you were saying, like you said, even if the bands on the bill aren't for you, if we can keep having people come out to these shows, no matter what, they'll keep happening. Cause I feel like this metal showcase thing is a new thing, and we want it to keep going. You know what I mean? I don't want it to just fall off.
Exactly.
So let's get out there and pack this place. Actually, let's pack this place. Let's do that, man.
Hell yeah, man.
Right on, dude. This was an absolute blast. I appreciate you hanging out with me, man. Good luck this weekend. I hope to see you out there and stay metal, my friend.
That's the show for this week. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. Hey, be a friend, tell a friend. Please like and share this and join us over at the Thrill Me Podcast Network on Facebook and YouTube. Be sure to check out Haunter's Podcast, The Review at Rob Show, The Mr. Wonderful Show, and Zach's Speakeasy as well. This incredible lineup is brought to you by the Thrill Me Podcast Network. And hey, until next time. stay metal.